I'm Hal Luke King. I'm from Fourth Hour World History Honors, and my topic is decolonization in Rwanda and Burundi.
So why did Rwanda and Burundi start to decolonize?
Germany basically lost the power to colonize them and use them for resources after World War II, and the responsibility of that was given to Belgium, and they didn't really do a successful job of that.
And so how are the people affected?
During the decolonization process, like, there was a bunch of war and conflict and fighting between the two main parties, classes, the Hutsis and the Tutsis, and there was a civil war in 1988 that basically fueled a bunch of anger between the people, and there was a massive genocide after that.
And so how did this affect the Cold War?
It basically was most of the conflict. It wasn't most of the conflict. It, like, was a small part of the conflict, because Rwanda and Burundi are some of the smaller world powers, and they were taken over by world powers, and they didn't really have a say in what was going on, except, like, if they fought. So they just had conflict, whereas U.S. and Russia during the whole time were like whispers, and basically like two different sides of a chessboard, playing each country as a chess piece.
And so how has this affected present day Rwanda and Burundi?
In my opinion, I think they're still struggling and trying to recuperate from their losses and conflict from back in 1994. And the losses of their presidents, and it wasn't a good ending for them, in my opinion.
Do you have any final words?
Nope, that should be it.
Thank you.